Yesterday was another great coffee day, or is every day a great coffee day? I hope so. For me, yesterday was, and it's just continued today in the same vein. I was fortunate enough again to be invited by Clemson's and Son, Broadway Market, East London, near London Fields, for a cupping. And we had some beautiful coffees on the table. So a big thank you to Hendrik and his team, who put out a Kenyan for me. They put out a Nicaraguan for me, two Ethiopians, and then a geisha. So the Kenyan was the QNUAB. Then we had from Nicaragua, Finca Cascada. Then we had, and that was really, really interesting and really the purpose of my visit in a way, because they again, Clemson's and Son, are now the third roasters I know who are roasting the Ethiopian Rocco Mountain. You might remember that Extract Coffee have got it, Campbell and Syme have got it, and Clemson's and Son have got it too. They, of course, roast on a Loren, so totally different roasting system, fluid bed, just everything with air in that roasting process. So really, really interesting. Then we had the Sidamo Sasasha, Sasaba, it's called, sorry, Sidamo Sasaba, also on the cupping table. And then a geisha, which now Clemson's are running as a single origin called The Field, and it's in their espresso hopper on Broadway Market at their shop. So something to really go for and try out, because I tell you what, on the cupping table, it was just delicious. All of these coffees were extremely sweet, all of them very sweet, had a beautiful acidity, and some of them kind of a heavier mouthfeel, which I in particular kind of can really kind of work with. It's something I don't know why I'm especially sensitive to. And they were all really, really lovely. I love cupping with people who really know what they're doing. So it was really a great experience. And of course, I've come home to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ in Southwest London, armed with some amazing coffees from Clemson's and Son. Of course, the Rocco Mountain. But it was only roasted on the 27th of October. Today, we are the 29th. So I'm going to let that rest for another few days. But what I've got and tasted today is the Sidamo Sasaba. I really liked it on the cupping table. Again, this is a coffee, is probably very versatile. I had it as an espresso, I had it as a piccolo. And as an espresso, it's got this kind of really caramelly body to it. And then sometimes Sidamo I equate to quite a lot of chocolateness. And yes, this has got chocolate, but it's roasted in a very delicate, lightweight, so the chocolate wouldn't be the first thing that hits you. It's more a beautiful mouthfeel for one, but also the zestiness that I couldn't quite pinpoint. But now that I've it's definitely not a lemony thing, it's not a grapefruity thing, it's maybe an orangey thing, but it's sweeter than an orange. So I had to kind of look at what they describe it, because you know, they've got palettes that are really amazing, especially the chief roaster there, and well, all the team there. I mean, there are quite a big team of people there at Clemson's, and they roast and roast and roast so many different coffees. They cup probably sometimes twice, three times a day, just to keep track with all the things that they're experimenting with and the things they will then go for their clients to enjoy. So I can really work with what I've just read here. It says notes of nectarine, and it's spot on. It's really that nectarine that comes through. So I don't know when you last had a nectarine, but it's got kind of a bit more sweetness than an orange. Of course, every orange doesn't taste the same. Let's be clear about that. But I can really work with that nectarine. Nectarine also probably, I don't know, it just works for me on all levels. Adding a bit of milk to it, also delightful. I've got this here. I'm going to take another sip just to remind myself. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot of milk works with it, but this is lovely. And again, that nectarine comes through. The chocolate at the very end just gives you this really satisfying feeling. But the journey is great. The entry is beautiful with this kind of sweet nectarine-like acidity. And then the chocolate. It works a treat. It really works beautifully. Now, the other thing, I was lucky enough to get another couple of of roasts as well. So I've got the autumn seasonal espresso blend. Again, I'm going to leave that maybe for tomorrow because that was roasted on the 27th. No, on the 22nd. So that's pretty much spot on for now. I will talk more about that when I get to that. And then what else have I got? I've got the Climson Estate. Very familiar with that. It's kind of their flagship in a way as an espresso blend. But of course, that changes as well with the seasons and with whatever they decide to buy in. This one's got that very Sidamo that I've just had now as a single origin. 60% of that and then some Da Terra Estate. That's Brazilian, 40% of that. So that'll be really interesting to also experiment with that. For now, I just have to thank them again, Clemson's and Son. I just love cupping with them. And thank you for those beautiful coffees. The Sidamo enchanted me this morning. The other thing I will say is that you can't get the field, the geisha, anywhere else than in their shop. So, not even if you're close to London Fields or Broadway Market, make it a destination. Go to Clemson's and Son and try it. It's very interesting. Henrik also made an espresso for me then. And it's lingering forever. Geishas are very delicate kind of varietal. And if you've never had a geisha, you should really try it. Of course, it's not your immediate espresso varietal. It's more of a filter coffee. But it works as an espresso. I've had actually a geisha as an espresso as well as nude a couple of years ago. So you've got to be daring to use that as an espresso. You've got to pull a really good shot. And that one was lovely. It just lingered with me forever. So yeah, I can only praise Clemson's and Son. They've been going almost 10 years now. Quite amazing. Starting just with a coffee cart. And now look where they are. Amazing. Loads of people are drinking Clemson's coffee. And so they should. Thanks again. Signing out from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ here in Southwest London. Greetings over to East London to Clemson's. And thanks again.